Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. According to medics, Israeli airstrikes killed at least 43 Palestinians across the Gaza Strip on Thursday, including 11 people in a tent encampment sheltering displaced families in Al-Mawasi. The director general of Gaza's police department, Mahmoud Salah, and his aide, Hussam Shahwan, were killed in the strike, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Interior Ministry. The Israeli military said it had conducted an intelligence-based strike and eliminated Shahwan, calling him the head of Hamas security forces in southern Gaza. The investigation continues after a U.S. Army veteran killed multiple pedestrians, ramming a rented pickup truck through a New Year's crowd in New Orleans. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
Police searched a property in the north of Houston in connection with Wednesday's deadly attack in New Orleans, which the FBI says it's investigating as a terrorist act. The suspect was identified as a 42-year-old U.S. Army veteran from Texas, Shamsuddin Jabbar.
The killer was an American citizen.
President Biden says Jabbar posted videos to social media saying he was inspired by the Islamic State group. Sources say a flag of the Islamic State group was on the truck's trailer hitch. The FBI also says they found multiple improvised explosives, including pipe bombs concealed in coolers. A Louisiana State Police intelligence bulletin obtained by the AP cited preliminary surveillance footage showing three men and a woman placing one of the devices, but federal officials did not confirm if there was a connection. I'm Jennifer King.
The Bourbon Street crime scene has been turned over to the city of New Orleans.
Let me be very clear about this point. This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Raya of the Counterterrorism Division said there is no definitive link between the attack in New Orleans and in Las Vegas. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday he was preparing to reestablish diplomatic ties with Syria after the overthrow of the Russia-backed government in Damascus. This year, we can add more countries to our list of reliable partners, namely Syria. We are preparing to resume diplomatic relations with Syria and cooperation in international organizations. I want to thank our intelligence service for the security basis of these contacts. Ukraine cut diplomatic ties with Syria in June 2022 when the government said it recognized the independence of the Russia-occupied territories in Ukraine. Since rebels overthrew Syria's President Bashar al-Assad last month, Ukraine has been moving to build ties with the new Islamist rulers and has already sent a shipment of food aid. Hundreds gathered in the South Korean capital, Seoul, near the presidential residence to call for the immediate arrest of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. Yoon was impeached by lawmakers over his ill-fated bid to impose martial law last month, and investigators have a warrant to detain him, which they have vowed to execute before January 6th. Yoon has so far refused to answer any summons. Hundreds of Yoon's diehard supporters, including far-right YouTube personalities and evangelical Christian leaders, gathered outside his compound in Seoul, facing off with the anti-Yoon camp and riot police. Montenegro began 3 days of national mourning Thursday after a gunman went on a rampage after opening fire at a village restaurant, killing 12 people, including two children. Danilo Zecevic is a local pensioner. To kill children, especially children, is completely senseless. Completely senseless. That is not a crime. It is something more than that. Four people were also seriously injured and transported to a hospital. Police say the 45-year-old gunman died after shooting himself in the head when he was surrounded after an hours-long manhunt. Albania's prime minister says the decision to ban TikTok came after discussions with parents and teachers, but opponents worry that it is part of his crackdown on political dissent after a year of popular unrest. Reuters' Lauren Cook reports.
Prime Minister Edi Rama announced the ban after a 14-year-old boy was stabbed to death in November by a fellow pupil, a crime that local media reports said occurred after the boys clashed online. Albania's government says the ban is aimed at reducing youth violence. Albania's one-year ban on TikTok comes into effect early this year, but opponents worry that it is part of the prime minister's crackdown on political dissent after a year of popular unrest. The move follows bans or partial bans in at least 20 countries.
Lauren Cook for Reuters. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.